certain extent a kitzur of the previous maimer and adding certain points in it, additional points, which was mentioned in the previous maimer. It says in Pasuk, Yimerush Surim Erenu Megoyetz Ashurenu. The spoiler explained before in the previous maimer, Viyo Techen HaKosu, explanation of this Pasuk, what does the Pasuk mean here? Him Benegei L'Klolos HaMedes HaOdom, Him Benegei L'Klolos HaOlam. Well, this was explained in the previous maimer concerning the Avodah of the person and concerning generally in the world, which he explained it of Maimer HaZoyer based on what he says in Zoyer, that this pasuk is speaking about the values, the qualities of Zoyer Ampin. Of Maimer HaZoyer, what he says in Zoyer, the Koy Alamidis, that this pasuk, Yimerish Surim Erenu Ogmois Asherenu, refers to the Midas of Zoyer Ampin, how they are in the Shoyresh and the Mokir. The midas, Koy Alamidis, refers to the midas of Zoyer Ampin, and the Mokir, Kfi Sheheim Kulim B'Moichin, how the midas are still embraced in Kolo in the Moichin, which is the source of the midas. That is Chochmah and Bina. This is Rish Surim and Megvois. Surim is Chochmah and Gvois is Bina, which they are they call the Av Ve'im. Shezorinian, Rish Surim and Gvois, this is the Rish Surim and Gvois, Chochmah and Bina, the Av Ve'im, which is the Mokhi of the Midas. Calling Chochmah Tzur and Bina Gvois, why is this called Tzur and this is called Gvois, and what is the difference? Hine, Inyan HaTzur, the Inyan of Tzur, what is Tzur? Tzur, this is the Flintstone. This is Kmoy Tzur HaChalomish, like the Flintstone, Shemotziyim and the Eish al Deakor. That from this Tzur HaChalomish, you bring out the fire through banging on it, knocking on it. Lefi She'im B'Metziya Shal Eish, because there isn't a existence of fire and you bring out the fire. The fire isn't there, it's only a potential. So to HaKoe, you bring the fire, you make the fire. Otherwise, there's no fire at all there. That's why when it's sucking in water, you can still bring out the flame from it, the light from it. Kiim koyach reish b'vad. It's not a metzias from fire. If it's a metzias is already something. Which this something could be affected, could be damaged to the water. But as it's not a metzias, not metzias yet, it's only potential, therefore it's not harmed, put out of the water. That's called Tzurah HaLamish, which is only the potential. She'im ha-metzias shal eish, there's no metzias eish, ki'im koyach eish gulad, only the potential, the koyach of eish. Which the way it is, v'hu be'oifim shal helem she'im ha-metzias. Like you see, this is explained a lot, used a lot of it in many aspects. It's called a helem sheyesh nevimtzias. Helem is hidden, it's concealed, but there is something there, concealed, something is hidden. That's a helem which is vimtzias. And there's a helem shein nevimtzias. A helem sheyesh nevimtzias is like, for instance, which Chassidus uses the moshel of it, the fire in a charcoal. But on the outset, on the top of it, you don't see any fire, you see only ashes. But inside there, it's concealed, hidden, the fire. When you blow on it, you'll bring out the fire. That's called a helem. It's behelem, it's hidden, it's concealed. But yeshua you see, it's there, you bring it out to blowing. But by Flintstone, the fire, it's called a helem shein nevimtzias. It's not metzias, so it's a helem in so much, which is not metzias, there's not substance in that. That's why it's not put out. Shein be metzias shel eish, there's no metzias of eish. Ki im koyach eish bovad, that's why you can bring it out, ha-koyer. Ubroifim shel helem shein nevimtzias. Same thing is also the two inyonim, the way the midas are in Moker, in Chochmah and Bina. Which in Chochmah is in one level, and Bina is a second level. In Chochmah it is the way of Tzur, that's the source, which Tzurim Erenu, he sees Zohar, the Zohar is in the Tzur, which Tzur is Chochma, that's Helam Sheini B'mtzias, it's not yet Mtzias of Hamida, not a potential in Hamida, it's not a Koyach. And then there's Gvois, like I explained before, like the child in the womb of the mother. It's still Helam. The child is not there. You don't see the child. The child is hidden, concealed in the womb of the mother. But there inside, it's already a Mtzias. Same thing is also the Skalus Hamidus and Chochmah. Sheheim Shom Behelam Shein Mitzias. The Midas Deida and Chochmah are concealed in such a way that the Helam Shein Mitzias, it's not a Mitzias yet. My Aisha Mitzvah Halom is similar like the fire in the Flintstone, it's not a Mitzias. Vatil, not only Tzur, but Tzur is the flame there, but the flame is not a Mitzias. Rosh Tzur is even a higher Madrega, more concealed. Why the Prince Rosh Tzur? I mean the Rosh Tzur, like it says, the Rosh of Tzur, higher even than Tzur. Which is Koya la Chochma, Krishi Madrega, Yis and Alis. Chochma, the highest Madrega of Chochma, which is Pimis a Chochma. Pimis a Chochma is, like we explained before, that's Pimis Abba, where is the Pimis of Chochma, and Pimis Attic, in Kesar. So therefore there's no Mitzvahs of Midas, you can't say there's any feeling or any direction of Midas and so on, any expression of Midas. Shezeu ha-mokir ha-rishin le-Midas fisherim be-Elam she-Ni Mitzvahs. Which this is the first mokir of the Midas, the Midas are in the Elam she-Ni Mitzvahs, which is the way the Midas are in Chochmah and the Pnimis ha-Chochmah. That's Merish Tzurib. Then there's the next Madrege, or Gvois ha-Shurena. What's Gvois? Gvois refers to Bina. Where in Bina, Bina is already understanding, proper understanding, but in understanding there is a direction towards Amida already. Shiram Shonim says Amida is Behelam. The Midas are in Bina also hidden, they are also concealed. Was there a Helam? She has the Mitzias. It's a Helam which is the Mitzias. There's a Mitzias there, but the Mitzias is covered. Like for instance, Uber Shinim so Behelam Bebetanayim. Similar like the baby in the womb of the mother, which Av Shu Behelim, even that the baby is Behelim there, that's the halacha is Shari Uber Yerechime, the baby is in the womb of the mother, it's part of the mother, it's not a separate entity, it's part of the mother, it's like a Eber of the mother, Veina Eichel Elam Ashima Eichelis, his food is only what the mother eats and so on, become him still. There is already something there. Substance is there already. Yeshna kvar kol tzir avlad. The baby is already there with the whole shape. Where even shall it's chalkas avim. There is already a different avim there. Marvelous iron sipanayim. Till it could be hairs and nails. But it's all concealed, it's hidden. That's in Bina. Shein kim betipa sahav. And the tipa av el chokma. There. Av shekulim bo kol kot ha'evim. Here Chochmah is also the mokir from where it is developed, all the Evim comes from the sperm, which is the Av. But there is Kaluzui b'tachnis ha'elam. Where it is in Chochmah, it's b'tachnis ha'elam. You can't see any Evim there, you can't see anything there. Where even she'enim nikurim in the Goshim, where is the Mitzias klal klal. You can't see there any Mitzias in Chochmah, even though Chochmah is a mokir, a source for the development. I go better than the aim, only when it comes in the womb of the mother. There is already Mitzvah of Lad B'chol Kvot Ha'Elim. There is get developed the shape of all the Elim. Elashu Behelim Adayim B'Betnayim, but it's still Behelim, it's not B'Gilu yet. How is there Elim Sheyesh Ha'Mitzias? But it's there Elim Sheyesh Ha'Mitzias. V'dugma Zu, Yitzchal V'Samidas B'Bina. Same thing is also the way the Midas are in Bina, which they are not Midas yet, Adain loybo li de gilu belev. It's not a midah belev yet. There's no midah yet as such. A feeling and so on, an emotional feeling is not there. But there's a potential. There's a turning towards it, an idea towards it. Including be isbonus asecho. It is still included in secho. But it is in a way of prinas ibu bebet nadeima. It's the way the child is in the womb of the mother, which is there as shape already with different details. On this development of the midos, the way the midos are kolul in Bina, on this the pasuk says, "Utsfumcha to mali bitnam." Shamidas and Sfunim, you're hidden, which is the Sfunhood, it's often the hidden, the hiding, is the Malibitnum, is still in the womb of the mother. Shamidas and Sfunim Shom, the Midas are hidden there. Kimoi, Gova Amuna, Bateva Vesoga, similar when something is concealed in a box. That's in Bina. Our Bechokma, but in Chokma, it's not Shaya to say it's there. In Shaya, Klau, Leimer, Shehim Shom Chansibo. In Chokma, you can't say that the Midas are Beibo in Chokma. Ki Ibo, what does Ibo mean? Ibo means pregnancy, it's there already. Shekra Yeshna Hadovak Meshu, it's there. It's in pregnancy, but it's there already. There is something there. It's concealed in a smoker, but it's there. Shuzeif has called us Amidas Basaga Dibina. This is the way the Midas are in Bina. Mashenki Bechokma. But the Chokma, Amida, Einem Pshinas Pshinas Klal. The Chokma, the Midas, not Pshinas at all. It's a Helam Shainem Pshinas. Leisaf al iskalus hamidas v'moichin kodim zgalusam b'lev. Besides the way the midas are in the moker, before they become begilui b'lev, the midas are there, much more delicate, much more refined. Hine gam la'achre zgalus hamidas. After the midas are misgal already, they become already as a something. Still, nimshar b'hem, mishor shomim kodim v'yasam b'lev. Still comes in the midas, is there a reflection, a ray from the Moichin to keep them down, calm them down. In Yonav Avedis Odom, and Persons Avedis, it means that the Midas are there, but the Midas, the way they are, don't explore the Midas the way they come fully, with a full excitement and so on. So Elias says, Kalos HaMidas HaMoichin, it has to be the Midas the way they are, intellectually, the mind. I know. It's not enough, it should be the avoided just be Isgalus Libby, he feels like it, and he lets go, lets go in it, she takes actions with extra excitement. On this he says in Pasuk, the Ksil, the fool, doesn't want understanding, he wants only let go, the heart is full of it. He is Galus Liboy. He wants to let his heart go. The heart should be just the way the heart is. But there has to be also the control of Moichin. What's the benefit of it? What's the gain? Because Shemizei Yochali is Sinike. If it's only Midas, the Midas, the way they are, could be later on, Ayinika Saritzainim, could be a result on the bedside. But when the Midas are controlled in the Moichin, there's no bad in it. Lohatz Oli is this Kalos HaMidas HaMoichin. Has to be this Kalos HaMidas in the Moichin, then they are not in a bad shape, they don't come out anything negative.
Is the reason why we even say that Midas are included in the Chochmah, even in a hidden way, is it reason just because Chochmah is a source of, is the source of Midas, therefore it must be the source of Midas as well? Is that...
It is like this, and it's not like this. Chokhmah is the source of Bina. But Chokhmah, the way Chokhmah is the source of Bina, is the source of Midas also. Midas are not a result just from Bina. Midas are results from Chokhmah as well. That's what I say, in Chokhmah there is also a Midas. And the analysis is even more. Midas, the way they are, how come the Midas are something very emotional, very strong and so on, very powerful? Because the Shreira Shul Zohar is higher than the Moshreira. Like it's not quoted in this Maimer, quoted somewhere else. Avo b'mazlo is klilo, v'zo b'atika ochid etalia. Explaining, that's what it says in Zohar. Avo b'mazlo is klilo, avo chokhma bina, where are they included higher in Mazlo, in the Madriga of Mazlo? So, they ramp in the Midas, where are they in the Shreirish? Ba'atika ochid etalien atik. Mazlo is arech rampin, atika is atik emin. What's higher? Atik emin is higher. So the Shreirish of Zoh is higher even than the Shreirish of Chochmah. But the Isgalus of it is Chochmah, Bina, and Midas. But the Shreirish of them is much more. That's what we're saying. There's importance in Midas. Now the midas are with strength and so on. But the midas is the way they are, they could go on the side without control as well. Could be a midah towards Hashem, here is Hashem, and davening, and so on, excited. And later on, could be a midah, a midah row. And the Alter Rebbe quotes this in Likud HaTorah. This was defined many as the Hashem, which at the time of davening, he is davening with a full excitement, and later on, he gets angry, gets kinkized. For others, it should be cast. After all, it's a nice person. But this comes as a result of the midahs, the way they are there in Gdusha. Now, it's an offshoot which is in the wrong way. When there's the Meich and the Midas, then the Midas are controlled. That's what it's saying here.
So, how do we know that there's any Midas is a Shaita Chochmah? If it's complete him, then what's the Shaita?
We feel, we see it from Bina. Bina is the development of the Midas. Bina is understanding it. It's Bina is with Galus. If the Mida is Bina with Galus, the Shreirish of Bina is Chochmah. So it must be Chochmah also. But the Chochmah is such a way, similar like the sperm, that's the motion of the sperm, and you can't see any Abram there. In the mother and the womb, you see already Abram. But there, it's the mockery of everything, but you don't see any Abram. That's the motion which we use there. Hadayin so low, we still have to understand, explain it more. Sha'aytrich and Klolus Posuk Zeh, Mimayma Bilam. Generally, the gist of the pasuk, what Bilam says here, is Sipur Shvach Malas Hazo. He speaks here the greatest of Zeir Ampin, which is the greatest of Zeir Ampin is, like we explained before, the Sheresh of Neshomesh Yisrael. Neshomesh Yisrael is Shishim Ribui. Why is Neshomesh Shishim Ribui? As the Cheshem, the calculation of Zo is multiplied more and more, 5 times 60, 5 times 6. Becomes Shishin Ribui, multiplying every time so much. Like 6, 60, 600, 6,000, till 600,000. Wow. So that's the Sheresh of the Shomesh soil. That's the Sipur, the Milo, the Sheresh of Eden, the Sheresh of Eden, the Sheresh of Eden is very high, therefore beaten in Bilam can't touch it. Kim she's called Samidis Khachmuin and I like so much it's called Samidis Mina. As we're explaining here now, that the Midas in Chochmah is a much higher Madrege than the Midas in Bina. Because Chochmah, we say, is a Helam Sheinu Metzius, and Bina is a Helam Sheyashna Metzius, so it's something. So if we're saying already that the Midas are in Chochmah, which Chochmah is much higher than Bina, in Cain, Maya is offer the Migvoyis Hashereno. So what does the Pasuk Eitzot say also? Migvoyis Hashereno, which voice is Bina? If you speak about Zo, and Zo is the Sheresh of Chochmah, which Chochmah is much higher than Bina? What are you adding, Migvoyis Hashereno? Koel is Chalos Amin to Bina. Lach HaShukhan Neymar said already before, Migvoyis Tzurim Hareno, he sees it from the Rosh Tzurim, that Rosh Tzurim is the Mokir of Neshomes. The koyal is called Samidas for Asa Chochmah. This Rosh Tzurim is the scholars of Midas Chochmah. While the Pnimis of Chochmah, the Rosh Tzurim, the Pnimis of Chochmah. So what do you need to add after it? Migvoyis is Hashereno, the Bina. Achein you know, Shiesh Maila Gam Bina Migvoyis is Hashereno. There's a certain advantage in Goyis is Hashereno, that's what the Pasuk says here, besides the Maila of Eden. Which they are making Rosh Tzurim Hareno, besides this, they have also the Maila of Goyis Hashereno. Kidei Shniyam Shocha Lamato, should come down here Lamato, which Lamato, Shizeo Tachas Kavone, Shizeo Kan Lamato. The Tachas Kavone is Heim, and Negei Alavay Desaodom, Heim, and Negei Likol Osoilom. The Kavone shouldn't remain only above, it should come down here. The person should come down also the world generally. For this, Leidai, Mishinat Samidus, Kvishem Kulim Bechokmah. It's not enough that the meters are only in Chochmah. You have to come, the meters should come down here, actually. So Elias Gam is called as a Bina, has to be also in Bina. Which in Bina, Shom HaMidas, Hem Kvar, Vriyan, Selam, Shiesh, and Vim Tzias, Al-Kabali. In Bina, there already are Helam, Shiesh, and Vim Tzias, there is something, there's a substance already. Well, Lara calls there, Lara is there, to Halis, is Galus HaMidas. Then after it, when they come down, could be, is Galus HaMidas, it will become Shishan Ribi. That's what we have to have, not only the way it is a Chochmah, which is a Mokir, but also should come down a Bina. This is also the stress which he says here, Migboi is Ashereno. The word Ashereno, what does Ashereno mean? The Pirush Ashereno in Miloshon Psiya, Psiya is Araglayim. From Gvoyes, from the hills, Ashereno, I see them, I see the walking there, the stepping there, the steps. We clean in Ashurai, like it says, clean in Ashurai, prepare my step, my footsteps. Kim Behem Shech HaMayim HaZoyah, like in HaZoyah is using the expression where it says there, by the Maila of Zohar, by this Pasuk, the Zohar says, what's Megoyis Ashurainu? Kivin Dehavi B'moor Dima, as it is in Megoyis Ashurainu, it's in Gvoyis, which is the way the Midas are in Gvoyis and Bina, in the womb. Then he says, Ashurena. What's Ashurena? Oishi psiyo lebar. He stretch out a footstep outside. First is the Mokir is a Chochmah, which is not there, not as absent there. Then comes in Bina, which in Bina is included everything, but it's like in the womb. After it's in the womb already, it stretches out the foot out of itself. That's what it says from Bina, there is the Psiya Lebar, there is the footstep out of the Zohar. Kimrum is Bekach, which Bina is also Hei, letter Hei, first Yud is Chochmah, and the first Hei is Bina. And letter Hei, Hei Yeshena, which is Bina, there is Yesh Regel Kotzek Moibo. There, and the Hei, there is on the left side, is like a little foot there. Ainu, Shatsula Sae Asma Bayrichav Yibchaz Bin Asma. The hay itself, which is the width and the length on the right side and the top, this is the hay itself. A regular kotzer shibo, the short foot on the left side, Moire Aliskalus Hamidah Zabina. That's ready. The midah come out of Bina. Not only the way it is in Bina, but it's outwards. Shehem Shom Yibchaz Messias, Kwe Ubash Ninsu Be Imre. Is there already an existence similar like the child in the womb of the mother, like maybe Chochmah, not like the source of it is in Chochmah. She showed me be Helam Sheinim Metzias. There is Helam Sheinim Metzias, but in Bina there is already the womb and the mother. And later on, what he says there, Oishit Psiya Lebar. Besof HaRegel, Oishit Psiya Lebar. And the end of the hay is there. The left side, which the left side is like the footstep outwards, which is outwards, that's already lower than Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Shezeu Pchinas Netzach HaYisrael, that's the lower Madreges of Netzach HaYisrael. So here is the introduction, or the including here is Chochmah, Bina, Midas, and then there's Netzach HaYisrael. Shrakheim HaMizgalim HaYis, Midas, Gulim HaBina. This only, the lower level, which is Netzach HaYisrael, comes out in the open the way it is from Bina. My Umar B'meime, Shurei Shemunah B'mbirka, similar like the child and the womb of the mother, where the expression is there, Reish B'mbirka, the head is between the knees, and what is acting there? It's acting there only the lower part of the body, eating and drinking and so on, but not the higher part of the brain. Haine Shemizgala Rakhinas Nehi, what is Begili there? Only Nehi. Vilo Chabad V'chagas, the higher madrigas, Chochmah Bina Das, Chesed Gvura Tiferes, Hem Behelem, Bizkalus Betanima. They are Behelem, they are still hidden there in the womb. Not Bizkalus, Bizkalus is only in the heat. I quote this here, sir. More in details, what the Zohar says here is, Hine, out in the Hine, it's the heat. Lein Leifel, Alash, and Ois, Psi, Lebar. On the madrigue of Nehi itself, you can't use the expression the foot is outside, stretch the foot out. Because the middle is Netzach HaYisrael, is also part of the rampin. Part of the rampin is not only Chesed Gvura Tiferes, but also Netzach HaYisrael. Therefore, on expression or revelation of Netzach HaYisrael, where is a Psiya Lebar? You can't call it Psiya, the foot outside. It's not outside yet. The bar, thank you, it's not outside. Ra'ayinu mechus la'atzmusei. Le'bar means outside of himself, what he is. He can't say it. Well, I have to point out, Shemotzina shel gabay ha'moichin, in the klolos ha'midas nikim shanchutz. If we speak about moichin, chok mubina, the midas are considered outwards, outside. So chutz, the chutzah is chutz ha'moichin, it's midas also chutz. Ha'aschav ha'kama ha'shuri, nehi, the madrig of nehi, shel gabay ha'atzmus ha'midas, ha'rein le'bar ha'migufa. The madrig of that's already said, when we speak about midas, which the main meter is Chesed Gvura Tiferes, so Netzach HaYisrael is called the Bar Migufa, like we say in Pesach Eliyahu. This Netzach HaYisrael is the Bar Migufa, outside the Guf. Chesed is Re'i Mina, Gvura Re'i Smola, Tiferes Gufa. Netzach HaYisrael is the Bar Migufa, they are the Sheikhin. What calls the Ein HaShayach L'Inyan P'si LeBar? It's called the Bar outwards, but it's not a foot outwards. Shiyim P'si HaSaraglayim. Psia means the footsteps. Shigam heim chelak mitlo l'sodom. This is not a stretched the foot outwards. It's still part of the person. The mokim shechutz mion. That's not outside him. Lochin. Therefore, what is the main thing which he says here? Oishit psia lebar. Ikir ha'inyan the oishit psia lebar. The main thing what he says oishit psia lebar outwards is the negel pshas malchus. Malchus is already outside the body, outside the structure of the spheres. The spheres itself are still Malchus. Malchus itself is considered already outwards. Which Malchus is the union of Dibur. A Dibur is outside the main body. The main body is the Meichen and the Midas, but not Dibur. Shuukayah Nibu Me'atza Midas. Which Midas? The Dibur is a Koyach Niru from the Midas. That's outside the Midas, that's not part of the Midas. Kolinya Dibur Gilei Lazulas. Why is Dibur called Chutz? By Ba'as. How Dibur? What is the Dibur? The purpose of Dibur? Dibur is to deal with somebody else, not with yourself. For yourself, you don't need Dibur. Dibur is only expression to somebody else. To express yourself outwards, that's what you need a Dibur. So the Malchus, which Malchus is Dibur, is the Oishit Psiya Lebar. Kolini HaDibur is Agila Lazulas. Haino, Shinoisef Al-Iskalos HaMidas Vebina. Which here, that's what the Pasuk says here, and what Israel explained. Besides this, we should see the Rish, the Shirish of the Midas. No, the Shirish of the Midas are Chochma Vebina. Besides the way the Midas are in Chochman and Bina, besides this, Kim Rumas Beregel HaKotzer, then there's the regular HaKotzer, the short foot, which is also, hey, Shuk Meivov, like Avov. Besides this, Yesh Nagaman Kudo, Shorishit Avov, Shemusei Chahim, Yechus La'atzmusei. Besides this, having the whole structure of the Midas, there's something there also, which comes outwards. So, Ashrei Shemokir, Pinas HaDibur. That's the expression, the way Midas are expressed in Dibur. Shebe Nicho Rebina Behelem Yisum Asher HaMidas HaKolibu. Which in the Dibur is included also in Bina, but much more concealed than the Midas. The Midas are already more beginning, and the Dibur is less. Further, deeper away. Zer HaMashgam HaShikosu Behem Shomayim HaRazir. And this is another point which he says there in the Zohar on the explanation of this Migvoyis HaShoyana. He says there, Mimsivta Ilo, Gvoyis Chosovo. In the yeshivas, there's different levels of madrigas of yeshivas in Lemailo, above in Ganev. So he says, Mimsivta Ilo. In the higher Mimsivta, Gvoyis Chosovo. The word Gvoyis is without a vow. But Mesif to the Rekia, and the Mesif of Rekia of the sky, their voice be also. Yeah, the voice is with a bow. So there's two yeshivas. One yeshiva has the voice without a bow, and one yeshiva has voice with a bow. What is the difference? Hine achilug ben voice chosu bow loshen yochid, the voice bow loshen rabim. The difference between voice with a bow or without a bow, with a bow is plural, without a bow is single. Is Gvoyis Loshen Yochid, We will say the voice without a vowel, Rosh Yochid, Moira Labinasma. It's without a vowel, that's the higher level, the Mesifta law, this refers to Bina itself. The Bina, Fishma Bela Sashevam, has a Hofa Basma. Okay. The Bina receives from Hofa, there's voice without a vowel. Before it comes, the Yichud from Chochmah Bina becomes Zoh and the Ime. That's why Gvoris is without a Vav. Vilu Gvoris Lash Rabim, and then other is Mesifte, where there's Gvoris plural, there is Meire Ala Bina Kvishu Kailelis Kvaris Amidis, Shin Tzorebo. That's already refers to Bina, the Bina includes also, embraced also the Midis in there. With the midas of the evil. And that's why the vow. Kim lumes, it's here a vow, like we explained before, the vow and the hay, that means it's still inside, what is above already. Below Iraq are midas, and not only the midas, but we said even more, not only the midas the way they are, which is vow, but oishib shia lebar, he stretch the foot out, it's elegam kayacha divo, there's also the divo. Kim Lumas Vitsira Vosh Vitsira Hei Shoish Vitsira Libar. Like the Vov in the Hei, what's the Vov in the Hei is the footstep outwards. When outwards is Dibur, Shekol Vov Behelim Yisra, which is hidden there. So, yeah. That's what it says in Zayah there. We see if the Dekiya, Chayu Kimal Apirah Shet Sita Yilo, the Goy is Chasov. We see if the Dekiya is arguing, is quarreling, disagree with the Mesifta, Ilo, which we see if Ilo speaks at a higher level, Gvoi is without a vow, and Sirali, but we can see the Rekia, they hold. Shesori is Gvoi is a vow, Dafke. Coming down lower is Gvoi is a vow. Shesori Kfishe, Bina Hibchina Sibu, as the Bina is already pregnant, has been read the Midas, Shekulim Bo, Ha Midas Gam Kaya Hadibu. And in pregnancy is already the Midas with Dibu as well. More details. In Atzir Rabbeinu, the Gvoi is Rav Davke. This, that is stress, and the Zohar explains this, the necessity to have the Gvoi with Avol, in Lo Yirak B'Shul Ibur Zoh Bebet and Yimei Lo, is not only to explain that Zoh is Kolul and Beten of Imo in the womb of the mother of Vino, Elo Gam, it's also not only the higher level that comes down to the lower level of Imatato, which Imatato is called Malchus. The way the Midas come in Malchus. Which Malchus is really the evil of the Neshama of Moshiach. Moshiach ben David. David is Firas Malchus. That's the Inya of David, the Inya of Melech. David Melech Yisrael, the Inya of Malchus. Kushkos of Abdi David Melech Aleim. And his man, Golos, the time of the Golos, was then Moshiach is concealed, is hidden. Like the Razal say, Moshiach Yesh B'Shar Yerimi. Moshiach is in the gates of Rome, which is Nishmosim Chiyas Ibu B'Betam Chiyas Malchus. The Neshama of Moshiach is not B'Izgalos, it's only in the Ibu, in the pregnancy, in the Betam of Malchus. Hatzman Agilu, till the time of the Gilu, which then is the later. Shaz Nasinya later, which at the time of the Gula becomes the later of Moshiach. But till the time of the Gula, Moshiach hasn't been born yet, hasn't come out yet. He's still hidden there. Still all the Amshocha stasis oim prinas abina prinas amalchus. Which this is when it comes in additional oir from Bina into Malchus, this becomes this galus of Moshiach. His galus of latest Moshiach is where it comes additional oir in Bina, which Bina comes to Malchus. Like he concludes there in the Zohar, Givu Deltato, Brod is Kalilbo, Yisrael Zinu Dosim. This Givu Deltato, the Givu of Hirlemato, which is the Madrege, which was Nichol in her, which included in there, Yisrael Zinu Dosim, Kad Yitzim Malka Moshiach, is necessary to the time when comes the time of Moshiach. But not only Givu Silo. But Giva Deltato will come the time of Moshiach, which Moshiach will take the higher level of voice to bring into the lower level. Veluk Melo B'Chayin Eloyin, to bring it out in Chayin Eloyin. Behind which this has to do also with the time now. Avi Lamed Gimel Yomim Shteishal Mitara. He says there by a woman, and she has a zocher, she has to have 33 days of Yimei Tara, Dam Tara. When is the pregnancy? The time of the pregnancy is the birth, is Yom Aleph the Pesach. The first day of Pesach is the time of the birth, and then there is Lamed Gimel days of Dam Tehar, which the first day of Pesach is Yisrael Yom Tishah, the same day of Tishah B'Av. But then is Noel Mashiach, the birth of Mashiach. So the birth of Mashiach is Pesach, the time when he is born, and then comes the 33 days, which is Dam Tehar, Lag B'Omer. The Lag B'Omer is Sof Lamed Gimel Ayom B'Mikare. Lag B'Omer is the end of the 33 days of Tara. Also the Lulav Rashbi, and then as if the Yontov of Rashbi, the Lulav Rashbi, which Rashbi is the Nitzis of Moshe, and Moshe is the Inyan of Mashiach. So Rashbi has the name of the Nitzis of Mashiach. Kiyadua says no, Goyel Risha in the Goyel Achen, that the first Goyel is in the Goyel Achen, Moshe, the first Goyel is in the Goyel Achen, is Mashiach, and Rashbi has the name of the Nitzis of Mashiach. That's Rashbi is 33 days from Pesach. It's a bit confusing, maybe.